Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today, we're going to talk about ideation, how to develop it, and how to use it even when navigating change. People with this talent naturally gravitate towards thinking and bouncing ideas, even in fast-paced times of change. For example, they need other people to be receptive of their out-of-the-box ideas so they can fail forward and find winning ideas faster. They need others to hear them out and respect their ideas, even when those around them may have opposite views. They need to make every project and task feel fresh, to approach it with a creative mind and find breakthrough ideas. They need freedom to create and innovate, without chaining them to the old way of doing things, even if it has worked before. They need others to venture out into the unknown with them, weighing the risks against the possible rewards. They need permission to create without a specific end goal, to get their gears moving and come up with relevant ideas when it's time. And they need to steer the ship on important projects to make sure their breakthrough ideas align with the big picture goal. While these qualities can yield immense rewards, putting their foot on the brake to think is not always possible, and sometimes fast action and the proven ways are given priority. So what can they do to develop their talent? Do away with their talent biases and ask some questions such as, am I creating and sharing ideas that aren't practical or relevant? How can I stay in tune with the project and goals? Am I stretching out the project's goal just to test new ideas? How can I identify the most efficient path forward? Am I spending all my time in ideation? How can I make sure my ideas get implemented and tested? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building those strong communities together.